Blades lowered, feeling positively naked, his thoughts spinning helplessly. He tried to focus on the fight, on the flow that had garnered him such an advantage. He tried to learn from this moment, but that was a useless exercise, with the heat of Donala's kiss so warm in his mind and body. To think that she had kissed him so. She was only 8 years his senior, in her mid-twenties, and so smart and beautiful and brilliant with the blade, and brilliant in her diplomacy. Brilliant in her diplomacy. Regis shook his head to clear the cobwebs and looked at the door where Donala had departed. Had departed after disarming him with an unexpected kiss and defeating him in the match. Brilliant diplomacy. Pericolo's index finger jabbed down onto the map spread wide on a table, and a wry smile came over his face. Donala looked at the map, a nautical chart of the Sea of Fallen Stars, and perhaps the most complete one in existence. For this had been a project Pericolo had been pursuing for years now, as long as Donala could remember and more. The grandfather had spent a small fortune on the detailed nautical chart, at one point offering any boat that went out a small bounty on soundings around the various reefs and shoals. And years earlier, Pericolo had hired the best-known cartographer of this sea, and had brought him to Delfuntal, giving him a fine set of rooms and all the charts they could purchase to compile this one grand work. When Wigglefingers took Spider out for his morning dives, the wizard knew well where they were going and how deep the water would be. Donala looked up from the map to regard the mage then, as he stood to the side passively, having obviously already received Pericolo's big announcement. And when Donala shifted her gaze to consider her grandfather, she found there the most contented and satisfied grin she had ever seen from the man. And then she understood.
"You found it," she said breathlessly.
Pericolo just kept grinning.
"The lich wreck,"
Donala whispered, looking back to the pointing finger settled just south of Aglarond.
"Ebon's soul,"
Pericolo added, referring to a powerful lich reputedly sealed inside a silver coffin aboard his boat, the Pearl's Diamond. According to legend, the ship had been sunk by pirates around the time of the spell plague. It was rumored to hold crates stuffed with the great magical treasure hoard of Ebonsole, taken from his lair in the Shondalwood. All around the southeastern stretches of the Sea of Fallen Stars, mariners whispered about the lich wreck. It had been a topic of conversation at many of the parties Donala had attended. She had always thought of it as rumor and legend, a source of intrigue and daydreams, and fantasies of great power and wealth. She had always considered the stories greatly exaggerated, a way for idle noblemen to puff up their peacock feathers with feigned adventure. But Donala knew well that Pericolo truly believed in the stories of the Pearl's Diamond's treasure hoard. He hadn't pursued his search for any gain of power or wealth even, but because he considered this to be his ultimate adventure. He would be the man who salvaged Ebonsole's treasures, and in doing so, Pericolo Topolino would forever etch his name among the legends of the Sea of Fallen Stars.
"How do you know it's..."
Donala started to ask.
"It is there," Pericolo answered flatly. "Settled in a trench 12 leagues southwest of Aglaron's southwesternmost point."
Donala swallowed hard and stared back at the map.
"How do you know?"
"I have suspected it for a long time,"
Pericolo answered.
"I have summoned water elementals around the area to investigate for us,"
Wigglefingers added. He stepped to the side of the room, to a hutch covered with astrolabes and rolled charts and a pair of spyglasses. From a drawer he produced an item covered in a black cloth and returned to the table. Donala and Wigglefingers stared each other in the eye as the mage slowly removed the cloth, revealing a dagger-like shard of glass. No, not glass, Donala realized, but a piece of a broken mirror. She tilted her head, not sure what to make of the curious item.
"Go ahead and look into it,"
Pericolo said.
"You are too large for the shard's magic to activate in any substantive way."
Denala took the glass from Wigglefingers and peered at her reflection, or what part of it she could see in the shard, which was not more than 3 fingers' breadth at its thickest point. She saw half her smile and 1 brown eye. No, half her frown and 1 bloodshot brown eye. Perplexed, she drew back and looked at her companions. Wigglefingers, smiling, held out his hand for the shard, and Denala handed it over.
"Were it the complete mirror and not just a sliver, I would never have allowed you to peer into it," Pericolo said.
Denala shrugged, growing more curious still as she looked to the wizard, who produced from one of the many pockets in his grand robe a small rat. The creature climbed around his hand as he rolled it over for Denala to see. Wigglefingers bent to the floor at the side of the table, rat in one hand, mirror shard in the other, and placed both down so that the rat could get a look at itself. Denala gasped and nearly jumped out of her shoes as a 2nd rat, identical to the first, ran out of the mirror, rushing wildly right for the first, who responded in kind. With sudden, seemingly insane ferocity, the rodents attacked each other, biting and rolling in a confused ball that quickly became bloody. Rat screeches filled the air.
"Stop it,"
Denala pleaded, horrified by the sight. She looked to Wigglefingers, who was already living up to his nickname, his hand waving in the air. He cast a spell, a dispel actually, and the air shimmered with magical energy, and one of the rats simply disappeared.
"What?"
the young halfling woman asked with a gasp.
"A mirror of opposition," Pericolo explained. "Any who look into it will find a replica of themselves stepping forth and to do battle. And it teems still with considerable magic, though it has obviously been shattered and has lain at the bottom of the sea for 100 years,
Wigglefingers explained.
"Ebensoul had one, so say the tales,"
Pericolo remarked.
"And you found this?"
Denala paused and poked her finger down on the spot on the nautical map. Pericolo nodded somberly.
"It is the Lichrec. I have suspected it for some time, and now I have the means to get to it."
Denala nodded as she digested the words. Then her eyes went wide as she came to understand them, as the end of that statement, "the means to get to it," rang clear in her mind.
"You have come to love him as a son,"
she protested, barely able to find her voice. Pericolo looked at her, at first seeming surprised by her remark, but then with a clever smile.